Good morning and welcome to Shattering Myths, the program that has been devoted to those who are open to the realization that all of the world's religious, political, military, patriotic, academic, and media institutions are corrupt. That all of these human institutions are actually counterproductive, working against our interest. They are not resolvable. If you'd like to join us anytime over the next 2 hours, the number is toll-free, 877-300-7645. I read yesterday that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the other Democratic presidential candidate, were unwilling, absolutely unwilling to use the word radical, or the words radical Islam, during any debate, and especially the one following the Islamic terrorist attack in Paris. Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former governor, Maryland governor, Martin O'Malley, refused to use the term radical Islam after being asked during the CBS debate whether they would agree with GOP candidates, Senator Marco Rubio, saying that we're at war with radical Islam. The front-running Clinton said using the term, quote, radical Islam would be painting too broad a brush. She also said the term was not particularly helpful. I don't think we're at war with Islam, continued Clinton, a former Secretary of State. I don't think we're at war with all Muslims. I think we're at war with jihadists. All right, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Is there such a thing as a radical Muslim or radical Islam? And if there is such a thing as radical Islam, where would one find it?
Well, you'd only find it in the Quran, and there's no such thing as a radical. You can be a fundamentalist.
Yep.
You can be a hypocrite. But
yeah, those.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be helpful, you'd say the Quran weighs in very heavily on this issue, the ninth surah, second to last, revealed by Muhammad, so it can only be abrogated by the fifth, and the fifth did not abrogate it. The ninth surah was written in its entirety for this purpose, to declare that there were only jihadi Muslims, that any Muslim that was not a jihadi, that did not engage in jihad, ceases to be a Muslim. So the statement, I think we're at war with jihadists, that would mean, according to the Quran, all Muslims.
Right.
And so Hillary Rotten Clinton would be delusional. Either delusional or purposefully deceptive.
She has too much money at stake to say that.
Yep. So she is lying. She's running for public office, the highest office in the world, and she's doing so based upon outright deceit.
Yes, sir.
The Quran in the ninth surah proves that if you're at war with jihadists, then you're at war with 100% of Muslims, because the Quran is extraordinarily clear. It says it over and over again in the ninth surah. Even puts, I mean, the ninth surah may be the only one that even attempts to deliver a context, which is that the Muslims around Muhammad got weary of going off on these raids, but most importantly, Muhammad came up with a raid that, although the community did not have a military garrison, even though it was not guarded by a military, and there would be no military units confronted, it was part of the Byzantine Empire, and the Byzantines did have a military, and Muhammad's goons had never attacked anything other than defenseless civilians. And so when Muhammad said, you know, we've robbed every Jew within camel ride, we've robbed every Arab within camel ride, there's no one that we can rob anymore, and we've got no economy other than thievery, we need to expand, and the only people left with any money that we haven't taken is this Byzantine community. And the majority of Muhammad's first Muslims said, no, we don't want to go there. They'll kill us. Yeah, they'll kill us. They actually have a military. This is not a terrorist raid, pal. And Muhammad had his God say that any Muslim who doesn't engage in jihad ceases to be a Muslim. They are a hypocrite. Now, and I know the term radical doesn't apply to any form of Islam, but I am quite certain what hypocrite means. They're frauds.
Right.
They are not Muslims in it. The Quran says that any of these non-jihadi Muslims must be killed by the jihadi Muslims so that Allah can oversee their torture in the hottest places in hell.
What a lovely religion.
What a lovely religion. Isn't it grand? And it has so many people that are promoting it as such. Marco Rubio would also be wrong, by the way. And this is the problem I had with Republicans v. Democrats on Benghazi. Both sides were stupid. We're not at war with radical Islam. Islam is at war with itself and everyone else.
Correct.
Always has been, always will be. Full stop. Yeah.
His hand against him, his hand against his brothers, his hand against the world.
Yeah. You know, they named themselves after Ishmael. Muhammad claimed to be a descendant of Ishmael. This is the covenant with Ishmael, if you want to go that far. And in this case, it was extraordinarily clear about these Muslims via their claim to be descendants of Ishmael. They will be wild asses of men. Their hands will be raised against their brother. Their brother's hands will be raised against them. And they will live in hostility with the entire world. Any part of that that's not clear? Any part of that that doesn't represent the Muslims being asses in their jihadi conquests? You know, there was a picture in Paris, a video in one of the cafes, and there was a bunch of shooting outside, and a bunch of people were scurrying in this. One woman, frail looking, just kind of average Parisian woman. She hid under an outside table at this restaurant. Not hid, but I mean she ducked under it.
Ducked under.
Okay, and the video then shows one of the jihadists. These Muslim demented scumbags carrying his. Probably an AK-47, could have been AR-15, for all I know, but it's an assault rifle, one of the two. And he sees the woman, and he takes his gun at point-blank range and points it directly at the woman's head, and he pulls the trigger. And you see him shake his gun and do it again, pulls the trigger. Point-blank range. The woman's just cowering under the table, laying on the sidewalk. Twice he tries to kill her, his gun jammed, and he walked away. But can you imagine? That I'm going to prove how wonderful my religion is by shooting at point-blank range a woman that I don't know cowering on the sidewalk. Oh, what a wonderful religion we have. And then, of course, brother's hand will be raised against brother. What do we have in Syria, in Iraq?
Shia, we have a Shia Sunni.
Yeah, in Yemen.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Yeah, Sunni Shia civil war. In Turkey, it's a Kurd Muslim Turkish Muslim civil war. Yep, that's what we've got. Yeah, we got it right. It's too bad that 3,500 years later, Hillary Clinton doesn't. Too stupid, I guess. You know how many rounds of ammunition the truckloads of militarized police fired into the building that killed slave to Muhammad
Abdullah. It had to be thousands. I mean, they just fire
5,000 bullets.
5,000.
Can you imagine? Your police shoot 5,000 bullets into a downtown Paris. 5,000 bullets. They threw grenades as well. The entire floor of the apartment complex that they were in collapsed.
Who pays for the apartment? Who gives the landlord his money back? God, you people, what's wrong with you?
The suspected mastermind. I would ask you, who's the mastermind of the, and I could just say any Islamic terrorist attack?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. That would be it. Muhammad was a terrorist. He told all Muslims that he had become victorious with terror. The Quran says that all Muslims must follow his example. It really is that simple.
Did they do anything that Muhammad didn't do?
No.
No?
No. Muhammad led 75 terrorist raids.
Stand for? No.
Yeah. No. No. Muhammad led 75 terrorist raids, led or inspired. 75 terrorist raids in the first 10 years of the Islamic era.
Mm-hmm.
The first of them is the robbery of a civilian caravan, where he mutilates his former neighbors and gloats over them.
Mm-hmm.
And justifies stealing. And the sort of begins Stealing is lawful and good. I mean, that's how despicable this religion is. We're doing Muslims a favor. We're not harming Muslims. We're doing Muslims a favor by exposing the true nature of this religion, because the religion is stupid. It's despicable. It's perverted. It's deadly. Anyway, 5,000 bullets was the French response. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I guess there's a lot of it.
When they found his body, it was absolutely riddled with bullets, they say. And, of course, his cousin was there. She was the one that was she put on the suicide belt. And, of course, all she killed with her suicide belt was herself. You know, they're showing pictures, the Islamic State, of a soda can and a timer, really crude, beat-up soda can. Obviously, Muslims don't make soda, because this poor soda can, I mean, it had seen better days a decade ago. Anyway, a soda can, and then some wire, a triggering cap, and a push-button trigger. And they say, this was the bomb before we put it on the Russian flight.
Right.
Now, there's a couple problems with that. One is, it's a Airbus A320.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big airplane. You know, they shoot full turkeys and chickens into the engines of these airplanes, and the engines have to be able to keep from having, you know, the fan blades of an engine, you know, are turning, you know, like 30,000 revolutions a minute, and they have to keep them from, you know, falling apart, dislodging. And we have shown time and time again that if you have an explosive even directly over the wing, you're not going to detonate the fuel in the wing. There's two thick pieces of aluminum, both for the fuselage and for the wing structure. Can't be done. And so you can't bring down an A320 with a soda size can of pop, no matter what you put in it. Now, certainly nothing that you could put in it that you're, you know, nitroglycerin, I guess, is, but you couldn't even put nitroglycerin in it because it wouldn't be stable enough to put it on a carry-on. I mean, it'd explode just because of all the juggling. But and you don't put nitroglycerin in an open soda can, and you can't put it in a closed soda can. There is no chance whatsoever that was the bomb, although and the other thing was, it's a hand trigger. The whole claim always has been that somebody loaded it into the baggage,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, would not have brought down the airplane either, unless you had an entire suitcase that was filled with explosives, and it was just by dumb luck put in exactly the right place.
Mm-hmm. So that ain't it.
So what is the world trying to position here? I mean, the facts don't line up, and when the facts don't line up and no one's saying, hey, by the way, the facts don't line up, it's like those videos where the Islamic State and Jihadi John Muhammad is his real name, that Muhammad was purportedly cutting off everybody's head, and they're all photoshopped. It didn't occur.
Yeah,
why didn't somebody with the U.S. government say, well, you know, they're fakes? They're trying to elicit a reaction. Let's not stoop to their game. They're absolute fakes. But no one did. So what's the game here?
You have to keep I was thinking about that this morning, actually, because I was going to ask you why we can bring down a whole country in a couple of weeks when we first invaded Iraq. And right now we can't seem to bring down anybody, and with all the help of the Russians and the French and everybody else. So,
you know, you can describe it.
Honestly, we sell a lot of weapons.
Yeah, it's destroying something is easy.
Yeah.
Building something, that's a whole other story.
That's a different thing, yeah.
Yeah. So that we're not forgetting our Israeli friends. Two Israelis were killed, and another was seriously wounded in an attack by a Palestinian man in Tel Aviv. The Muslim just ran into a shop, didn't know the people, while a prayer service was being conducted in a synagogue that's associated with the shop, the Muslim hacked three people, murdering two of them in cold blood. Now, you've got to be a special kind of pervert.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, to kill somebody with a knife that you don't know just because your God told you you should. You've got a seriously perverted God. And he has done one hell of a number on you. Did you hear the testimony of one young man whose wife was among those killed in Paris? And he says, I'm not going to give the perpetrators the gift of hating them. And his sermon has gone viral because it is the ultimate in PC. I'm not going to give the perpetrators the gift of hating them.
Well, I'm glad y'all was not that way.
Boy, am I glad. You know, when you do something despicable, you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
That's just, and if you're not accountable for doing things that are despicable, then despicable will be the majority of events that we witness.
Sure.
You know, when in Islam, when they don't hold people accountable for rape and pedophilia and kidnap and enslavement and torture of little girls, those things become commonplace. And when perversion is considered and murder are considered okay, then not worthy of your disgust or hate, then all you're going to do is see more of them. So it's, you know, if someone harmed one of my sons,
go after him.
Anyone that aided them, inspired them, equipped them, did anything that could be done to assist them, including the people that that did the deed,
yeah,
I would not rest until I held them all accountable. I don't care if they threw my sorry behind in jail for 1,000 years. I'm going after them, and I'm going to despise them.
Mm-hmm.
This idea, I'm not going to give them the gift of hating them. Boy, you are really one whacked out dude, man.
You don't give your relatives the gift of loving them either.
No, you are. There's something deeply dysfunctional in somebody that would make that statement. A survey here recently came out today, as a matter of fact. International survey of deadliest terrorist organizations. Do you think that the Islamic State, you know, it used to be, of course, Al-Qaeda was always given credit for everything, and Al-Qaeda doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
But who do you think made the list of the world's deadliest terrorist organizations? Who is the top?
Is it ISIL? ISIL? Or...
No, it wasn't the Islamic State.
Oh,
by
really?
The way, there is no such thing as ISIL.
There is the
Islamic State.
Islamic State.
It was not the Islamic State. They came in second.
Boko
Haram. Yeah, Boko Haram came in first. Yep, Boko Haram is a deadlier terrorist organization than is the Islamic State, and yet world doesn't want to do much. Although we will send Nigeria boatloads of weapons. But you hear what's happening in Nigeria with those weapons?
No.
Nigeria's President Muhammad Buhari.
Clue. I can fill in the blanks from there now.
Yeah, it's actually Muhammadu Buhari and it's probably Bukhari, who is the collector of the topical hadith, so revered in Islam, has ordered the arrest of his predecessor's security advisor for stealing $2 billion.
Wow.
Worth of weapons, by awarding phantom contracts to buy 12 helicopters, 4 fighter jets, and ammunition that was supposed to be used to fight against Boko Haram.
What are the odds?
$2 billion. What are the odds? Yeah, what are the odds? You know, this is the most interesting item in the news is the next one I'm going to share with you.
Yes.
Dateline is Washington, CNN. Secretary of State John Kerry drew a distinction Tuesday between the two terrorist attacks in Paris this year, saying the terrorists who attacked the Charlie Hebdo office in January had a rationale, as opposed to Friday's events, which Kerry described as indiscriminate violence. Here's the quote. There is something different about what happened from Charlie Hebdo, and I think everyone would feel that. There was a sort of particularized focus and perhaps even a legitimacy in terms of, not a legitimacy, but a rationale that you could attach yourself to something and say, okay, they're really angry because of this and that, end quote, Kerry said during
remarks
at the U.S. Embassy in Paris.
This is a guy who swore to uphold the Constitution that says freedom of speech, and he thinks that's a rationale to attack a writer or cartoonist.
When the President of the United States, you know, and the UN said the future does not belong to those who would insult the Prophet of Islam. And so from Kerry and the Obaminator's perspective, Charlie Hebdo had it coming. They were right. That's breathtaking.
Mm.
A rationale. There was a legitimacy. God damn the United States of America. Takes your breath away.
It does. I mean,
but I mean, he revealed his soul.
How?
That was a giant window into the soul of this administration.
It sure is.
You saw it, America. A legitimacy. A particularized focus. They were really angry because of this, that, and the other thing.
Well, gosh.
Wow. Yeah, they were justified. Now, what would that mean of, now, by the way, wasn't the same group. The Islamic State took credit for the Paris gun and suicide bombing attacks. It was the Al Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula that took credit for Charlie Hebdo. Wasn't even the same group.
Yeah. Well.
So now you've got to look at why he wouldn't make that distinction. Because if you don't make that distinction, if you lump them together and say, wait a minute, these two things are different because of the target and the motivation, but they're not the same. They weren't perpetrated by the same organization. So Al Qaeda has a legitimate beef, but the Islamic State doesn't. What about Boko Haram? Was there any legitimacy in them kidnapping little girls
and raping and slaving?
Yeah. Folks, there is something different about what happened from Charlie Hebdo, and I think everyone would feel that. There was a sort of particularized focus and perhaps even a legitimacy in terms of, well, not a legitimacy, but a rationale that you could attach yourself to somehow and say, okay, they're really angry because this or that. Exactly what the President of the United States said, United Nations after the Benghazi attack. When he said that the future does not belong to those who insult the Prophet of Islam. It's okay, according to the administration of the United States of America, to go and kill people, innocent people, unarmed people, to gun them down, to also go into a synagogue that same day and shoot other innocent people. It's okay to do that if you're angry. You can attach yourself to why they did that, and there's a legitimacy. Wow. So maybe the Islamic State was angry at the little Yazidi girls, and that's why they kidnapped them and enslaved them and gang raped them. Maybe Boko Haram is angry at the little Christian girls, so that's why they enslaved them and rape them 20 times a day. Maybe the Saudi Arabian Muslims that flew planes into our buildings on 9/11 had a legitimate beef with those who were in those buildings. They were angry at them. So, for this or that. So, you could see there was a focus there. A legitimacy. A rationale. Oh, my God. How could you be that perverted? How could you be that warped? Folks, that's a window into probably the third highest position in the United States government.
Well, he can't speak without authorization from everyone else.
No, he's speaking the party line. It's the same party line that Hillary Clinton, his predecessor, had. It's the same party line that Obama has been articulating. Good God, America, are you screwed? Oh, man. He went on, by the way. He wasn't done. He said this Friday was absolutely indiscriminate. You know, when Muhammad killed the, wiped out the four Jewish communities,
mm-hmm.
was his killing indiscriminate?
Well, he killed more men than he killed the women because he would enslave them.
Oh, okay. So he had a sexist bent to it because he was sexually perverted.
No, he just wiped out the place.
Yeah.
Took what he wanted.
Yeah. 9/11.
Totally indiscriminate.
Yeah. Totally and completely indiscriminate. The Lockerbie bombing.
Well.
Totally and completely indiscriminate. By the way, the killing was, if you want to take it back to, well, we have a beef with you, they explained what their beef was. Wasn't Kerry listening? What did they say was the reason that they were in Paris killing Parisians? Between shouts of Allahu Akbar, this was the only other thing they said. What did they say?
Correct me. I'm not sure.
Because you're bombing us and killing us in Syria. This is payback for what France is doing in Syria.
Oh, that's right, because they joined the battle too, didn't they?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there you go. How is that any different? In fact, how is that less of a rationale or justification than Charlie Hebdo? Charlie Hebdo drew some cartoons.
Yeah, those are killers, huh?
Yeah, they drew some cartoons. Oh, but that's justified. That's legitimate. You could understand that. But France has been bombing the Islamic State for the past year. But that's, I can't understand that justification. Why? Because America's bombs are peaceful. America's cruise missiles are love kisses.
Mm-hmm.
We can't understand how anybody would want to retaliate against our incessant bombing of Iraq, of Syria, of Yemen, of Pakistan, of Afghanistan, of Libya, of the Sudan, of Somalia. No, I mean, those are just all our way of showing we love you. Why would you ever want to respond and attack us back when we're just trying to help you become democratic with our bombs? Is he out of his ever-loving mind?
Apparently.
He said there's something, as we go on, he says, it was absolutely indiscriminate. It wasn't to aggrieve one particular sense of wrong. It wasn't to aggrieve. To aggrieve means to hurt or to pain.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't to hurt, to lash out and to create pain for one particular sense of wrong. In other words, Benghazi was legitimate because, well, there's this myth that there was a Christian movie and that was a wrong, and they responded to the wrong. You know, it's okay to kill Charlie Hebdo because, well, they drew a cartoon and that was a wrong, and so that's okay. So his definition of wrong is to expose Islam. That sounds just like Muhammad. Muhammad, every time that someone in his community would expose him for the fraud that he was, he would send his hit squads in to kill them because that was perceived as wrong. You know, I've had 10,000 death threats because I shared what the Islamic scriptures have to say about Islam, proving that it is a declaration of war on all humankind, a terrorist manifesto, a criminal enterprise. But they would be justified, according to Kerry, of murdering me, because that would be wrong.
Yeah, how dare you tell the truth?
Oh, good God. Wow. It was to attack everything we stand for. That was what he said. It was to attack everything we stand for. That's not an exaggeration, Carrie said. It was to attack everything we stand for. What do we stand for?
Well, apparently we don't stand for anything.
We're I don't think we stand for anything. We certainly don't stand for the truth.
No.
We certainly don't stand for peace. We certainly don't stand for isolationism.
We don't care about women and children.
We're damn poor colonists. No, that's one of the things that really pisses me off about the bleeding hearts that would say, I'm not going to hate them. That, no, we're not at war with Islam, when Islam renders women nothing but sex objects to control, to abuse, to toss aside when you're done with them. To take a religion and tolerate it, speak on behalf of it, exonerate it, that abuses women the way that Islam does universally, is unacceptable. It's immoral. The men who do it, the women who do it, are disgusting. The men who do it are deplorable. No character, no backbone, no sense of right and wrong. There is a time where you do have to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to let you abuse those people. Not without holding you accountable. And yet, Muslims abuse women. The world are over, and no one seems to have the will to stand up. Even those who claim to advocate women's rights.
And
it makes them complete hypocrites.
Yeah.
Well, it was a 20-minute speech that he gave. And it was, as I say, it was Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula who claimed responsibility for the Charlie Hebdo attack that killed 12 people. It was for mocking the wannabe prophet Muhammad, and it was the Islamic State that claimed responsibility for these attacks in Paris. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who, by the way, occasionally comes out with some gems.
Yeah.
He said of the Secretary of State's comments, he said, his comments today were offensive and truly stupid. What are you going to say?
Articulate, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, his comments today were offensive and truly stupid. Airstrikes by France and other nations all the while on the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa in Syria since Sunday have killed 33 militants. How would they know that?
Yeah.
Are they wearing signs, I'm a militant? Are they clueless as to who the Islamic State is? That it's Muslim civilians.
Yeah.
I mean, who in the world is it that wants to say, well, we didn't kill civilians, we killed militants?
You don't want to run around saying you killed civilians.
It also reported that the families of Islamic State leaders had left Raqqa for other jihadi strongholds, mostly in the city of Mosul. And the Islamic State said that they didn't kill any of our operatives. They bombed a bunch of empty buildings. You know, the head of the CIA came out today. He said, you know, I'm trying to evaluate how much of what happened in Paris is to be blamed on Edward Snowden.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, actually said it. You know, trying to say that because of Edward Snowden, we didn't have the intel necessary to stop it.
My God, you have $250 billion. You can't figure out how to do something with that?
No, they could. So he wanted to blame Snowden for his disclosures that. And by the way, Snowden's disclosures was did he disclose that that the United States is listening in on jihadi conversations? No.
No, because they don't.
No, he was disclosing the fact that the NSA was listening to and tracking the web internet clicks, the social networking, and the telephone conversations of every American.
Yeah.
And was doing so with friendly nations and their leaders and with businesses around the world. That's what he released.
Yeah, they know what you said and what Merkel said yesterday.
Right, right. So that is what he released. He didn't release any information of how the NSA was tracking the jihadists. And by the way,
they don't.
This is just what's so amazing. Most of the jihadists, most of the Muslims, have learned that to do the Muslims did on 9/11, which is that they communicated with one another by handling handwritten notes because there's no way to track them. They just gave handwritten notes to one another, and they carried those notes, and that was their means of communication because they knew that the NSA was spying on everyone. And so they were immune to our ability to spy on them way back then. And so Snowden didn't tell them anything that they didn't already know. But beyond that, do you know how the Paris Muslims coordinated the timing of their attacks?
I don't, actually.
Oh, you'll get a kick out of this. What is it? What is the thing that Snowden said, this is what the NSA is following? Every telephone use, every click, every number dialed. Every text, everything to do with your cell phone. By the way, the FBI actually has an entire air force now flying over America doing in grid patterns to track all of this. What was the device, the first release from Edward Snowden warned you that the CIA, the NSA was tracking your cell phone use, and it had all of the major players in the cell phone business. What do you think they used to coordinate the timing of their attacks?
I have to plead ignorance.
Their cell phones. Their cell phones. The very thing that the NSA is using. And this guy, the head of the CIA, wants to say Snowden is to blame, when in fact they used their cell phones to coordinate the attack. So how is it that we could spend hundreds of billions of dollars tracking every cell phone and not figure it out? I'm going to tell you the reason.
Mm-hmm.
We lack discernment. Because we're not discriminating, because we're not discerning, because we fail to exercise good judgment, rather than targeting Muslims who perpetrate 99.9% of the world's terrorist attacks, they're trying to collect money on everyone because they have this misguided notion that the problem is extremist, which they define as anybody who isn't politically correct, who isn't easily controlled by their mantra. And so they're tracking the wrong people. And so because of the fact their net is so broad, because they're not discriminating, they're collecting too much information. I've said this when I started this show. I said one of the ways that the politically correct render people incompetent and incapable of exercising good judgment. There's only two ways you can do it. In a world that is awash in information, you make too much information available so that somebody who is not discriminating doesn't know how to filter through it. There's so much information that there isn't the passion, the energy, the focus to drill through and find out what information is reliable.
Right.
And so in the case of the NSA, because they're supercomputing, go see the movie Spectre. Their supercomputing spine is indiscriminate, and it's on everyone. There is no way to drill down and isolate those who would be the perpetrators, fundamentalist Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And so they use their cell phones to coordinate the attack. And yet, we couldn't figure it out. Now, for those who are listening that are really attuned to this, they say, yeah, but they used an encrypted text phone. And you want to tell me that the NSA, which runs the most sophisticated encryption labs in the world, couldn't figure out cell phone encryption? And that these guys would have been unknown to them when it every attack in the last 2 years in France, and there's about eight of them that have been the massive killing attacks in France over the last 2 years. The guns all came from one place, and it was the ringleader of this attack. It was the gun, yeah, the gun supplier for all of the attacks. They were communicating with him on his cell phone. We've lost the ability to be discriminating.
Or choose not to.
Yes. We don't want to hold Muslims accountable for Islam.
Yeah.
We don't want to equate Islamic terrorism with Islam. We don't want to equate the Islamic State with Islam. We don't want to equate what we once called Al-Qaeda with Islam. As a result, plenty of information, no ability to discern what information is pertinent and how to respond to it. Other news today. This is really scary news. Not for you, not for me, but this is really scary news. Yeah, oh, this is really scary news. The world is on the cusp of the post-antibiotic era, scientists have warned. After finding a bacteria resistant to drugs that no other treatments will work, they identified bacteria able to shrug off all drugs, even the drug of last resort, which is colistin, in patients and in livestock in China. They say that resistance would spread around the world and that the specter of untreatable infections looms on our immediate horizon.
And there's your plague.
They said it is likely that resistance emerged after colistin was overused in farm animals. Bacteria becoming completely resistant to treatment, also known as the antibiotic apocalypse, will plunge medicine back into the dark ages. Common infections would once again kill, while surgery and cancer therapies, which are reliant on antibiotics, would not be able to be performed. Chinese scientists identified a new mutation dubbed the MCR1 gene that has prevented colistin from killing bacteria. There's been a mutation in the gene, and so it is immune now to even our drug of last resort. The report in the Lancet Infectious Diseases report showed resistance in one-fifth of animals tested. And in one-fifth of the patients tested, humans. If MRC-1, this is a quote, becomes global, which is a case of when, not if, still in the quote,
when,
and the gene aligns itself with other antibiotic-resistant genes, which is inevitable,
make it stronger,
then we will have reached the start of the post-antibiotic era. At that point, if a patient is seriously ill, there is nothing that a doctor will be able to do. End quote. There's your worldwide pestilence, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're in a position now because of travel. You know, we had the most deadly disease ever known to man. Just send a million Muslims into Europe. With the spread so facilitated by the fact that food is made, you know, is produced around the world, shipped around the world, and people travel on jets and ships and trains and all around the world, and people no longer have any sense of right and wrong. So when they're sick, they'll travel. It's only a matter of time. And you also have food crops that are becoming disease resistant too. And so there's lots of issues right now, and we are not there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it.
Well, when I went to graduate school in Mexico, I had to boil the water in my little apartment, and I had pills and tablets and all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. But I'm not sure people are very careful. Most of the world's not that careful. They'll just spread the disease easily.
Yeah,
it is. You know, and they'll ingest it and keep going.
Yep, you know, there's and in this particular case, there's no way to build up a resistance to it. I found this this story interesting. At least 65 Afghan soldiers, and they say probably closer to 100, defected to the Taliban, taking the weapons which had been supplied to them by America with them. And 88 who didn't defect were killed in a heavy fighting in the province of Helmand province. So the Taliban is now far more formidable than they were at any time in their history.
Well, they're better armed.
They're much better armed. And as they confront this this ragtag army that America has built, they find three groups of people. The largest groups are those that say, you know, I don't want to get killed, so I'm just going to leave my weapon here and run away.
Yeah.
The second largest group says, I'd rather join them. I'll take my weapon over to the other side, and I'll be with the winning side. You know, you got women to rape and booty to steal and even little boys to sodomize. And then and Allah will just love me for it. And then about a third say, you know, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to stand here and fight. I don't know why, but I'm going to do it anyway. And they're getting killed. That's where we left in Afghanistan. We should be so proud of ourselves.